The Torah begins Simut Chav Beis, which is Hilchas Yichud. And as always, it requires a certain level of Hakdama, so I'd like to be Magdim some basic ideas, and then we'll try to get into the Halachis, and that'll lead into the Lamdis of Hilchas Yichud. Before we begin, you have to know that the Issa Yichud comes on two levels. There's an Issa Yichud Hareisa, and there is an Issa Yichud that's the Rabbanan. The two sets of situations, and as always, there'll be a Nafkamina when there's a Machlaikis, when there's a Chalukei Deis. So, by Hareisas, we're Machmir, we try to be Yitzchak Hashitas. And by the Rabbanans, we try to weigh when we could rely on the Mekilim. That's a general rule in Halacha. And therefore, it's important to know what the Issa Yichud Dairaisa is. For it to be Yichud Dairaisa, there are a few conditions. It has to be a woman that's forbidden to you, a woman who you're not allowed to marry or to live with. That's Aleph. I mean, at Torah, there's no Issa Yichud on a Pnuya Tahira, on a single woman who's not a Nida. If she's a Nida, there is an Issa Yichud, which is all the Pnuyas today that come of age. But there is no Issa Yichud min HaTorah on a Pnuya Tahira. There's no Issa Yichud Dairaisa on a non-Jewish woman, which comes as a Chiddush to most people. And number three, the Issa Dairaisa of Yichud is only one and one. One man and one woman. Now we'll have cases where there's an Issa Yichud, for example, one man with two women is also be Yichud. But that Yichud is an Issa Darabana.
Aren't you more worried if she's Tahar than if she's not Tahar?
No, because the Aveira is not an Aveira. When the Aveira is Issa Kar, so much away. So the Issa Yichud is an Issa that comes, as I said, deraisa drabana. The deraisa has to be an erava, a woman that's asa to you. It has to be a Jewish woman, and dafka one and one. That's the deraisa dika issa yichud, as we'll see momentarily. Nafkaminis will be replete throughout these halachis. Tremendous nafkaminis between them. Second important point. Right, we're going to say Osir. We're going to have, it's going to say Felice Re'lav and Sif Aleph, so it'll be included. Now, the Havir Sefer, the name of the Sefer is the Sefer Dvar Halacha. It's a Likud Sefer from before it became popular to print Likud Svarim. And Rapam introduced it to me many years ago. And it was originally printed in Shnas, Me'atavi Ad-Olam. I'm going to calculate exactly the year, I'm not sure. But anyway, it's printed quite a Dvar Halacha. And it's a Likud Sefer, someone of Bnei Brak. He has a lot of psukim from the Chazon Ish. In his Agdama, he talks about why people are not adequately aware of Zohir in Hilchas Yichud. And he writes, one of the reasons he brings is Rabu Hatayim v'Chayshvim Shazhiros Meyichud Einay Ela Mechshash Aveira. Now, many people will make a mistake and think that Yichud is Aser because a person may come to be Mizanim. Umizbarach Bovavay Leimar Muftachanu Shani Lo Yikashal Bezeh B'Shamayfin. There are situations where a person can say, I'm confident that it won't come to any Aveira. So the question is, in such a situation, there's an Issa Yichud or not? So he says, Tayim Heim Betarti. He says they're making two mistakes. And the Iker, he writes, in the first mistake, Shebe'emis Issa Yichud Hu Issa Atzmi, Shasose Tayrak Daisha. Yichud is an Issa Be'etzem that the Torah forbids. Mehemed Rabbanon, some Yichud Zad Rabbanon, Vafilu Loyi Koshel Klaal. Over al hadaraisa al hadaravon. Because the issa yichud is not an issa, because it'll come to a problem.
It's not a gzeira.
Even if it doesn't come to a problem, it's still a person's aver on the Issa Yichud. The Yichud itself is an avera, and he says that's the mistake. Habez, he says, because ain't up a trips liroyais, who can say that a vade won't come to a to an avera? But that second reason, people will say, I'm not worried. But the first is that Yichud is an Issa Be'etzem. Now it's going to be a little confusing, because even though Yichud is an Issa Be'etzem, the fact is that the laws, the rules of Issa Yichud are tied to Chashashis of Ervav's Nus. And therefore it's a little, well, it's true, it's separate, so it's a little hard to make a fine line where we're going to make Chilukim that are based on the teva of a person to have certain taivas. It's interesting, he brings another reason that Hilchas Yichud is not well known. He said, Metech shehasugya di Yichud b'saif kedushin, hi katsara, u'b'shulchan aruch u'simin echad b'hilchas Evan Hezer. He says, many people just don't get to it. So, it's another reason it's not well known. But anyway, this is the aside that he begins with, and Yisayit is going to hold true according to everybody. Yisichud is Issa Be'etzem. Someone's over on Yichud and doesn't come to any Avera has to do tshuva. He's over on a Derais or on a Derabanan in any event.
It's like a Sota situation, but there, even if there's no Hazana, she still secluded herself along with somebody. Similar thing.
Okay. Sota, of course, is Mohammer. Is what? So let's see the pasuk. The Bishmol brings it. So let's see Sif Aleph. We'll try to see this in their eyes. Sif Aleph. Osir l'siyachin im erva mea arroyos bein zakena bein yalda. Okay, it says this is Simchav Beis, which I think the second page on the copies that you have. It's osir to be miyachin im with the erva bein zakena bein yalda. It doesn't matter how old she is or how young. Obviously, under 3, there can't be an Issa Yichud. But the question is, from what age it begins, we'll see. Shadova ze goyrim legalis erva. Here, the language sounds a little not like he said. It says, Yinabi miyached, Shadova ze goyrim legalis erva. Chutz meha aim im binah va'avim bita. A parent and a child are mutabi yichud. Vahabal im ishtoy nida. And a husband with his wife who's a nida. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that the Issa Erva applies to a nida. People ask, how do I know that the Issa applies to a nida as well? Well, it says a husband with Ishtai nida is mutter, which means that anybody else with the Issa nida is enough to make it aser.
It's certainly an Erva. Why should it apply?
So we say it's pas besala.
No, not the husband, the other people.
But the other people, okay, the word erva is not technically applied to anida. Technically, an erva is somebody from whom there's a mamzer is born afterwards. Technically, shouldn't apply to Yisurei Lavim. So when it says ima erva, we're going to see in a minute, it means Yisurei Lavim as well, and anida as well.
Even
dressed, right, with everything. Okay, if it's extra hachak, it doesn't belong here in Simchav Beis. It belongs in the hachak. But why would I think there is? But why would I think that in Simchav Beis? Like, why has it got to do it here? Okay. Yeah, that's why I told you we're going to constantly have reasons. Why is a father and a daughter mutter? It's also basically because there's no. There's no taiva, although we'll see. Really, it's from the Mashmois Hakra. Yeah, that's where the issue comes up when people who are in a coma or a woman in labor, where these issues come up. So let's see.
So what you say now is that if somebody does something over in the labor.
Yes.
So
yichud
and
the yichud is a separate aver. Yeah. V'chosin shepirsa ishtai nida, a chosin who was not yet boil ishtai, and his wife is pirsa nida kaidim sheyevoil, asur lehisiachet ima, his asu yichata, ella hi yishena bein anoshim, v'hu yashem bein anoshim. Now, It's a very important to be medayik in the language, because it's not enough one shomer. It says here, at least at night, that you need he yishena ben hanoshim v'yashem ben hanoshim. You need a double shmirah. Once there's a biri shayna, and we know even if there's just nishikas atara tchilas bia, then they're already muta biyichud. But otherwise, a chasin and kala are aser, and this is everybody's fear that chasna you don't want that the woman should be anida at the chasna today. I think it's very prevalent that the women take medication to hold back their period to make sure that at the wedding it's not a chuppas nida. I don't think in olden days, like when I got married, I don't think 40 years ago it was so prevalent to do it. Pam used to tell people that he doesn't know how healthy these pills are. It's better to... I know Rav Moshe used to tell people... Nishkeferlich by Mir is Gevein Azoi. That's what he used to tell people. When he was out of earshot of his wife, he would tell them, not so terrible, by Mir was that way. And I don't know if everyone was comforted that Ramesha, you know, he just sat and learned that night, so it wasn't so bad. But, what? What's the busha? Only by Chassidim there's a busha, because they have a mitzvah tans. So it's very embarrassing. It is very embarrassing by Chassidim.
They have
a mitzvah tans, and now the Chazon Kala. But by everybody else, there's no... What's the busha? Who could tell that the Kala is a... Who knows? You know where the Kala sleeps every night. Who knows? Who knows where she sleeps at night?
That's so terrible. Is this what's done today? That in case of chuppah, neither that, not the first night.
In case of chuppah, not the first night until she goes to the mikvah. Could be a number of nights.
They actually isn't just one shomeres.
They're not. They don't have one shomeres. You need by day. It's enough one. In the yichud room, it's enough to have one person. But by night, yishena ben on night, you need two shomeres. Because at night you need more shomeres.
Nothing will happen if you watch him.
Lock him up, nothing will happen. Okay. Shomer, night, you always need two. Even not a chachas, you always need extra shomer by night. Even any yichud, all yichud, can learn later. By night, you always need an extra shomer because someone falls asleep. Now, what we do as a practical matter, if it's a chuppas nida, is one of two things. Either they go to a hotel and they take separate rooms, or they go to the parents' house and they sleep in a bedroom with the door open. They sleep in one of the bedrooms with the door open, so they could be him and her in the room. But there are people in the house, so they sleep in a bedroom with the door open, and that we and that's what we rely on. Well, not, they could do that if that's what they prefer, but usually that's not their preference. So that's what's usually done. Ramesha writes in the tshuva he was not happy with the idea of the two hotel rooms. It's still too, technically it's mutter, but what are you going to do? You know, not walk in. It becomes awkward. So this is what we do by yichud room. Rapam was makel that the eidei yichud tell them that we're going to open the door. As soon as it quiets down, we're going to open the door. And truth is, once you tell them you can open the door, if you don't open the door, it's also okay. But you open the door a little bit; it only works for one marriage. So sometimes they had a child in the yichud room. What? It's not a yichud room. It's very funny. I was once in the cheder. They have, I don't know if you know, on the other side of the elevator, they have a yichud room, and that yichud room, there's a little closet on the side. So once I was eidei yichud, I go into Masada Kedushin. I open the door, it's a little kid playing with a Game Boy in the closet, and Masada Kedushin says like this to me, you know, there are people around. I close the door. It's very, very funny. Like, oh, you know, you're eidei yichud, you open the door, you expect, you open the door. It's a little child playing with a Game Boy inside.
So this couple were together before their marriage, and then...
What do you mean they were together?
Yeah, they were connections before they got married.
What connections? You know, Mazana?
Yeah.
So and what do you want? The Mazana before they married. They were Ivan Yichud probably.
Now
they were Mazana before.
Now they made Shuva and they they want to have Yichud. What would happen then if she's a Chubas Nida?
That's a good question. It'll probably be the same thing.
It's pas b'salai.
It'll be the same thing. It's pas b'salai. It's always pas b'salai, but it's Yitzrei Tokfai. It's always pas b'salai. Your pas b'salai just means you know it's coming. You know it's coming. It's nice. No, so you don't do it now, you won't get it later. Pas b'salai means you know it's coming. So even a chosen kala, it's pas b'salai. But since it's Yitzrei Tokfai on the light of the chasnas, all right, so you have no Yitzrei Tokfai. I am.
Married 3-4 years.
That's a good shot.
So, you could have to check under the beds in every room and behind everything.
What beds?
What happens in the
AD
Yichud room, whatever
it
is.
You check everything. Yeah, that's what they do. It's usually not a very big room, but I like to check. What? Oh, so that's a very good question. The question is, if it's a chuppas nida, and she goes to the mikveh a day later, 5 days later, 10 days later, whatever it is, so you can have yichud. We do yichud to be yaitzeh the Rambam Shita, that chuppah is yichud. It's fascinating that kedushin, it's a mishnah, that the kedushin is bekesher shtar b'biyah. But what's chuppah? There's no mishnah. It doesn't say. So there's a machlokes rishonim what constitutes chuppah. If it's the canopy or the veil or the talis over the two of them, like the Sfaradim and the Yekis do, or the yichud room. The Rambam holds you need a yichud. You have to have a yichud room. So if you don't have the yichud at the wedding, so then the night she goes to the mikveh, that night you have yichud. Now if a yichud room needs edim, so you would have to have edim to come the night she goes to the mikveh to go and to be edim witnesses on the yichud. So the shaila is whether, I don't think it's prevalent to do it, whether it's preferable, probably is preferable to do it. But Rav Palm showed me once in our Sameach, it's interesting, he told me that the night before a chasan kala had called in the middle of the night, they got married, and they called, they realized that the Eide Yichud, unlike the Eide Kedushin, which are planned out, the Eide Yichud, you know, they just grabbed two people to be Eide Yichud, they realized one of the Eide Yichud was a Karev. That was Pasolaitis. So they had Yichud without Eide Yichud. The question is whether that's a bona fide Yichud. So there's a Meach brings a machloikis. It's interesting, not Mishnayos Nakamara. One's a Tosefta and one's some other Braisa, which is a machloikis if Chuppah needs Edis L'Kiyume. Now Edis L'Kiyume and Edis L'Vure mean the following. Edis L'Vure means Edis to prove something. If I lend you money and have witnesses, that's called Edis L'Vure, to be Mevarer. If I lend you money with no witnesses, you still have to pay me back. You can't say, no witnesses, I don't have to pay you. No such thing. That's Edis Livrure. It's just to prove something. Edis L'Kiyume is something else. Edis L'Kiyume means that if a man and woman, a Maida, that he gave her a ring and said, hurry up, Mukudeshli Mitabazu. There was nobody in the room. They're both Maida that he gave her a ring and said it, and he meant it, and she meant it. They're still not married. Because Edis L'Kiyume means that without witnesses, the action is not kayim. The action doesn't count without edis l'kiyume. That's the rule of edis l'kiyume by kedushin. So shaila is, what about bechuppah? Do you need edis l'kiyume by chuppah? So regular chuppah, you have the ede kedushin, the ede in the suman. They see the chuppah and they see the veil, whatever it is. Or if you have a meaning of a talis, they see the talis. But what about the yichud room? So Rav Sameach brings Chalukei Deis. If you need Edis L'Kiyume by Chuppah, and Lamaisa, since it's a Machlokes V'Chuppah is in the first place, it's only to be Yaitzeh the Rambam Shita that we do a Yichud Rum. So it's sort of a Sfek Sveika. There's a Safik if Chuppah is Yichud Rum or not, and there's a Safik if you even need Edis L'Kiyume. So the two together, you could be mitzarif to be makel, and that's why the minig is to be makel.
500 people, now, them walk into the door.
Now, I'm told when it's a chuppis nida.
Right, so 500 people saw them go.
That's not you. They
can't
have yidden together.
The, what?
They can't
be. Sadi doesn't help Fedus Lakiel,
maybe.
Yeah, so for the Yichud room, they said, not Sadi Akedushin. On Yichud, it's a little hard to. Hard to you. Do you know which wedding is a chuppis nida and there's someone in the room? You don't know. So. I'll tell you the, what? I mean, Rav Henkin is a chumrah. Rav Henkin's chumrah that you need to get our civil marriage. Yeah, so Rav Henkin attack as a chumrah because Rav Henkin tells when they put up a sign, Mr. and Mrs., and they live together, it's an ansadi that he was bayil l'shem kedusha. What he means chuppah, I don't know. He means bio, which is kedusha. It's chuppah. I tell you, there's a pnei yeshua and subis. Pnei yeshua says, how do you know there's a concept of Vedas l'kiyume? How do you know? How do Chazal know that there's a concept of Eidus L'Kiyume? So Pnei Yeshua says that anything that's negat to Klal Yisrael, it has to be with Eidus so it could be known. Financial things, I borrow money from you, negat to Klal Yisrael, it's negat to me and you. You know, why is Klal Yisrael okay? I do all your money. I don't owe your money. I don't do Klal Yisrael. So we don't have to have witnesses. But Gittin and Kedushin and Chalitza and Yibum, which are things that are negat to Klal Yisrael. What does it mean, she's Nashis Ish? It means Klal Yisrael is Asatar, and it is also to live with her. And yes, negat to Klal Yisrael, so that you need, it has to be provable to Klal Yisrael. So there, when you have Eidus, it has to be Eidus L'Kiyume. Now that would explain why Kedushin needs Eidus L'Kiyume and not Chuppah. Because Kedushin makes her Nashis Ish. Chuppah doesn't add any Yisurim to Klal Yisrael. Klapi Klal Yisrael is the same marriage, the same you need a get, and the same Dinei Chalitza, it's all the same. Chuppah is just the difference that she, that the Mutif and Dvar Shebeinah Lebeinah. So Memela, the Pnei Yeshua fits very well with the Mahalach that you don't need Eidus by Yichud. If a man says he's married, if a woman says she's married, we don't believe her. But Shaviana Shachatichid Isura, Lagabe herself, she's believed. We don't believe her. But she says, I'm married. We ask her, were you married with witnesses? She says, no, I got married without witnesses. So she's not Asur. She's only Asur if she claims to have gotten married in a way that asks her to the world. So Shavia now Shekhati Khisur Lagabi herself, she's believed.
So they don't have to be there, and Mashikim Yomeret
had a deal. She says the way for Kiyume, even if 100 witnesses say she's lying, but for herself, she's also. If everybody else is no
issue.
Instead of Shavia now Shekhati Khisur, there's a famous machlaikis. If Shavia Nafshe is because we believe her Lagabi herself, or if it's like a neder that she's makabel on herself by saying it. But actually, yeah, it's only Yisrael Gabi Har herself. Why should a chuppah? Because it's not to get the rest of the world if you had a chuppah or not. Once she has Kedushin, she's Eishas Ish. What's the Shaila? You say Chanid Eidim. Sure you do. If you don't need Eidim to sign, that means because it's enough Eidim Mesira. But if you hold Eidim Chasima Karati, then you need Chasima. We pass an Eidim Mesira, Af Eidim Mesira Karati, so it's an Af Eidim Mesira. Yeah, we make Sheva Brachas because... Okay, so you want to know the whole story? Okay, I'll tell you the whole story about the Rambam. There are a number of big kashas on the Rambam. The Rambam says you need Yichud Aroi Labia in order to be married. So there are a long handful of kashas. I think the Ran in the first Amid of Ksubis, in the Ran it's the first Amid, I remember in the Gemara. Yes, a few kashas. For example, they ask Kohen Gadol has to have another wife in case his wife dies in Yom Kippur, so he takes another wife. On Yom Kippur, because you need Beisai. V'chabadei abad Beisai. Now, on Yom Kippur, Bia is Asr. So, Bishlam, if you hold Chuppah, is a canopy. All right, so you take him and her and put him in a canopy, and he gives her a ring, and they're married. But if you hold Chuppah is Yichra Roi L'Bia, you can't possibly have a Yichra Rabia on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Asr B'Bia. If his wife dies, right?
No, but he has
to, so there's a machloikis.
That's a technical problem.
No, well, one minute. There is a machloikis in Yerushalmi, really, and the Pashtus of the Bavli. If the Kai Gola marries a Erev Yom Kippur with a Tanai, which is what you mean, or if he marries a on Yom Kippur. The problem is the Rambam himself paskins that we prepare a wife for him, that if his wife dies on Yom Kippur, he marries our on Yom Kippur. And yeah, if it's Archim Mitzik Mekinyan, any Shabbos or any. So Kedusha is not enough. Beisai is you need it's not enough. You need Nisuin. So that's one kasha they ask. Yes, another kasha. The Gemara says the Machlekes Amiroim, but we paskin that what's the lashon. Something that the kedushin taisim bepsulais, not kedushin. That chup is chal bepsulais. Somebody who's apostle but not an issa erva, so we say that it's chal. Not chal kedushin wouldn't be a kashin. But the Gemara in the second parak in kedushin has a lashon. The lashon escapes me for the moment. That by psulais, even chup is also chal by psulais. So the question is. It's not a Yichoroi Labiyah, according to the Rambam. It's somebody that you're also B'tashmashin, so it shouldn't be Chal. The second Kasha, there are three or four Kashas on the Rambam. Because of these Kashas, it's a famous Reb Naftali in the Chedush Yagarnat in Ksubis, and Davnei Nezer has a similar shtickle in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. And they say that even like the Rambam, there are two levels of chuppah. There's a level of chuppah for the Zionists and a Taurus Nedarim. Chuppah has a lot of halachis. So chuppah, even not Roi Labia, is a chuppah. But when it's Roi Labia, then it's kind of Dvar Shebeinah Labeina for Heter Tashmish. So they have an explanation, which is mukhuch in the Rambam, because there's so many kashas on the Rambam. Even though the Rambam says Yichra Roi Labia, he means ultimately it has to come to Yichra Roi Labia. But it's the whole Nisuin is a gradual state of being, so to speak, of a chassan and his kalma. So okay, this is something of a digression, but this is the din of. of a chos of a kala. Is a surveillance camera enough to be Aiden? So I can't say for certain. If you have a surveillance camera, you know someone's watching it. It should be enough. What? He's kainaha, the kain gadol on Yom Kippur could be kainaha with chuppah, it's besa, he's chayvanam zaynis, he has to take care of her. Even though dvar shebeinah lebeinah is aser, but it's enough to be called besa. That's it. And the chuppah kainah lepsulais is also chuppah kainah lepsulais. A whole handful of cab, maybe they have other rice. Look, it's the Chedusha Garnat, it's a Geshmaka shtickle, you can look at it. And that's enough to make sure about the pound. She needs a get after Kiddushin. After Kiddushin, she needs a get. Even before Chuppah. Yeah, she's. No, as far as I recall, even. I can't tell you generally. My recollection is he didn't require it. If he would have required it, then I would also do the same. And since I don't do it, I assume he didn't. Okay. Now, so this is the din of Persanida. Beishmuel Aleph, getting back to regular Isurei Yachid. So where in the Torah do we see an Isurei Yachid? So the Beis Shmuel says, "B'shas nilmad mikra." That's very tricky. How do you see it from this pasuk? Ki yisischa. Okay, mesis is someone who talks someone else into being mizan, not mizan, to being over avay dezar. Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. If you will be talked into being over avay dezara by your brother ben imecha, the son of your mother. B'chi ben ein mesis v'loi ben av. Elo remez ben misyachid im imay. It's a remez. Usually a mesis is done in private. You don't do it publicly. You try to be avid avay, do it in private. So a yichud is dumya achicha ben imecha ben misyachid im imay. That's yichud. Now, what?
Could you explain that?
The whole achicha ben imecha is esrei. Sheki yisischa chavercha. What does that say? A relative. Achicha means another Jew. What? No, not in the picture. So we're dashing the extra words. It has nothing to do with the case of Mesis, but from the case of Mesis, we dashing this. The Torah has extra words. It's talking about an issue of privacy, and it says extra words. Achicha ben imecha. From achicha ben imecha, we derive that to be in private is someone like achicha and imecha, your brother and your mother. But other strangers should not be. Another person shouldn't be yichud with your mother. Tais perakav the Shabbos kasu yichud ayraisa also okay because of that Torah. Now Rambam kasav is a yichud mina kabbalah de einay ella remes meitayra. Now to defend the Rambam, it's loshna Gemara. Gemara says remes li yichud mina Torah minayin. So Gemara uses the loshna remes. The Rambam apparently holds it to the Rabban. Chen ein makar I say ella makas maridus. A small comfort. No, it's makas maridus.
Ubechlal
arayis
nichla chayav elad. According
to the
first sheet, you so here makas
it's true. Ubechlal arayis nichla chayav elad. Included are people you're not allowed to marry because of elad, because of prisha. Ubishas mevur ravasi omar mutalis yachid imachaisa. It's missing in the Shulchan Aruch. It says you're allowed to be yachid with parents and children. What about a sibling? So listen to what the Gemara says. Mutas yachid machayse lefisha. You're allowed to be with your sister on a temporary basis. V'dar im imay bikvius. With your mother, even bikvius. Yosem lives with his mother in the house. It's common. Because of Arash, talach and karavasi. Ve'eini yodei aloma rama maturish mitai. I've just feel I forgot the karavasi. By med the polygon shmuel avu masha maisif. Al Masha Maisiv Al Amasnisin, less Hilchas Kavose, because maybe they hold that Yichud is also even with a sister. Needless to say, we hold with the that Yichud is Mutter with a sister, but not Bekvius. Now the question is, what exactly constitutes Kvius and what is Arai? Now obviously, to take an apartment and live together is Kvius. If parents go to a wedding one night and the son and daughter are left home alone, then that's Arai. The Shaila comes, yeah, when they go for a few weeks to Eretz Yisrael or something. And so the question is, what's the geder of Kviyas? So Ramesha writes in a tshuva, in Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalet, Tshuva Samach Dalet, Samach Dalet and Samach Hay are a number of tshuvas on Yichud. The Samach Dalet, he writes, which is the more, I'll explain it a different time, more solid of the two tshuvas, but in Samach Dalet, Rav Moshe writes that it doesn't depend on number of days. He said it depends on what people, Hakolafi Amatzav, he says. Any situation where you look like a guest, that's Shaloi Bikvias. Let's say you have a sister who lives in Eretz Yisrael. And you're a guest, you're visiting, and you're staying there for a week. So that's looking like a guest, then it's mutter. If you look like it's your home, if you go like it's your dira, so he says even laila echad is mutter. Then it's aser. He writes when parents go away and leave a son and daughter, he says it's mutter unless it's lizman rav. Now what's man rav? I don't know. It depends also. If people go for a week or up to 2 weeks, I think maybe is a normal vacation trip. 2 weeks is a lot. But if people go away for more than 2 weeks, certainly it's a problem. I have people that come to me, boys in the yeshiva. Their parents are in Eretz Yisrael, so their sister is having friends over to sleep over. What about Yichud? So it becomes an issue. It becomes an issue in that case. Yeah, you include the girl. Forget about the sister. It's also a problem. People don't realize it.
One guy and several girls.
So we're going to get to one and several by night. Well, one man and three women is awesome. So you need four.
Adoptive parents.
So it's a good question. What about adoptive parents? So there are two. There are two things. One is the question. The sort of a mirror shilas. One shaila is if somebody's megayer together with his child, a family is megayer. You all know love this. They have no relatives. Okay, a father and a child are megayer. They're not related anymore. So the question is if they have a heter of av and bita. You know, here, technically, they're not related, but they are related. So the shaila is whether there's a nisi yichud. So on that, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that since kefi the teva doesn't change, the teva that a healthy human being doesn't have taivis for a child or a mother, that remains. And Mimela, Rav Moshe says nizgairu that there is no iser. It's also Eben Ezer Dalit Simon Samach Dalit. The question is. Okay, but the Dvar Loch is Maida that Avin Benoi, there's no Isser Yichud. My regular Avin Benoi, why is he Maida? Why doesn't he say it has nothing to do with Teva? So it seems that there is some exception. I saw the Archa Shulchan says a Diuk says a Chicha Ben Imecha, but Vais Dais. Bavais says a parent directly. I think it says if in the pasuk of bincha bitecha. It's in the pasuk. It doesn't say bitecha. It's a bincha. But sees like in the pasuk. 1 second. But at any rate, so Moshe says this gairu is mutter because the teva is there's no taiva. Adopted children. So Moshe is lamaisa machmir on a father with an adopted daughter or a mother with an adopted son, it's an issue, but it makes it in practical terms sometimes very, very difficult. Especially if there are other siblings in the house, they're shomrim. But very often somebody adopts and doesn't have his own children. So it becomes an issue. What's interesting is in Simon Samach, Chelek Dalet, Simon Samach Dalet. I'll read you first the end of the tshuva, and then I want to read part of where he writes in Lomdis. His psak is. It's talking about a couple that adopted a daughter, and then the mother died. Now the father is left with the girl who grew up her whole life in his house. Ramesha says, "Emesa ishtai be'etzem yesh lo lizar shlo yisyachid imbita v'mahayisayma shemigadlin." He's talking about apparently there was her natural child and their adopted child. Masha'in is harin, this that people are not careful. Ulay Saimchim Neatchak al Zeh, Shekivisha Megadal Oiso Kibitai, La Yirtsa Lakalkala, Mishum Sharaitza Betoivasa. Now, this is already a Svara, it doesn't sound like the Dvar Halacha is Hakdam. He's saying that was Saimach, that since he raised her as a child, he won't want to mess up her life by being Mizana. The Chekishahu Meis, the same thing, the reverse, and the father died. V'nisha b'noi mi'isha acheres etzla, like this pata like kivicha writes b'tayvasa. So this is to answer the minika ayla. Avol vaday ain't listen like hazeh. Tzichin lizar shaloi l'siachinim elu shemigadlin kishemes echad behem. That's the end of the tshuva. So he's a little malamit schus on the minika ayla, but he says, halacha l'maisa, you have to be careful. I know of a maisa, a neighbor of mine on 48th Street, the father remarried and living in the house they married off all the children. One son was not married off. It was even a more difficult situation because he was like one of the older children. The younger ones were married, so after the father died was left in the house this mother with this son. The son grew up in the house all the years. The mother was came from out of town and married the father, you know, maybe 5-10 years before. It was a very awkward situation. So they got a psak. A good friend of mine, my classmate Tarvadas, was a brother, a married brother from the mother. It was a good, still a good friend of mine. And Gottlieb, you know, Ephraim Gottlieb, was his mother with who he married. So they got a psak that the mother lived upstairs, the son lived downstairs in the basement, and there were a number of siblings of the mother's children, and they took off every during the week. Someone would come in the middle of the night. They would actually come every once in a while in the middle of the night, and there were a number of them who rotated any time. And that was the psak that they got for, I guess, for a sort of a shasat chak. Occasionally. How often, I don't know. Hope they did better than the Echsherim, who go once a year, or once or twice a year. But I think they went once a week or so. If he locks himself in, it's good enough. But no, the Mishmar is enough. He knocks himself in. I don't know all the pratim, but I know this is the psak.
He could lock himself in the water.
So we're going to talk about it. If they're married, we're going to get to this in the siman. Okay, we'll get to this. What? You have to be careful with yichud. You have to be careful with yichud. I mentioned in the past, we have two girls from Russia, not our foster children, they're living in our house. One girl's living here 4 years. She came, she was 16, now she's 20. They're living in a house. If my wife has a wedding, I'm going home that night. My wife went to Florida, went to Eretz Yisrael for a week. They went to friends. They stayed by friends for the week. You know, I wasn't willing to sleep on this couch for a week. So, you know, so they went out for a week. It's part of halacha. Just like Shabbos comes, you pay for Shabbos. Yichud comes, you pay for Yichud. You have to be conscious of it. No, but it's a drabbon. I'm going to learn Pnuya as awesome.
I can't just put a lock on your face and throw it. I remember who. That is a feeling between if you adopt somebody when they're a little baby, like a few weeks old, or
close. So I want to read to you what Rav Moshe writes in the middle of the tshuva, but there are svara. I told you, Rapamet told me this in the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And this I just saw here for the, I can't say I saw it for the first time, but I the other times I saw it, I forgot it. Rav Moshe says the following, Tzorach lodayin b'dvar yichud, he's talking about adopted children. Af shenekel b'zu, af shenekel b'zu b'mnei astam v'atzorach gamad v'asches v'tes. Even though my adopted daughter, the Iker I did is 3, but he said, Ne'at Tzorik, if you make it to age 8 or 9, kol ha-shonim, but they raised them all the years, come ben u'bas mamish, like a child mamish. He says, Ha-yichur hu yoyse mukshu mechibuk v'nishuk. It's more chomer, yichud, when an adopted child, the chibuk v'nishuk. De'edzeh derech taiba v'chivas bia, el de'chibuk v'nishuk l'banav v'mdoisav. So there, by chibuk and nishuk, there's a difference between a kiss, a romantic kiss, and a maternal or paternal kiss, a kiss of a parent to a child. That he says is different. So by chibuk and nishuk, it's more svara to be mekel, he says, than by inyan yichud, which is exactly what Rav Papa told me the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik years before this was published. This is my question. He's Moshe's Mekel to 8 or 9. Till 8 or 9 on Yichud. So we'll have to see. Chibuk and Nishuk, how far Moshe's Mekel, I don't know. I don't know that there were more Mekel. His Loshen is, it's more Mistava this way than that way. It's not out and out Mekel, but the point is that it's an issue, and it's an issue that people have to be aware of. What? The Rambam. Yeah. Only the Rambam. It's one Rishon holds as the Rambam. A chibuk v'nishuk. So that I can't know. Only the Rambam holds as the Rambam, as far as I know. Yichud. Everybody holds Yichud derais. Just because it's small chomer in the makar doesn't mean it's small chomer lamaisa, because.
In the rise of the yichud, the rise of the
poskim them under both of their eyes. So, all right. So this is the issue of an adopted child, which they seem to be more machmir, and a ger geiris, where they're more mekel. The question is why a sister should be asa b'kvias. It's very unclear to me the reason. If we naman, there's no taiva of a man to his wife. Why it should be a man to a sister? Why there should be such an issur? What puzzles me is Ramesh's lashon in the truv, having seen the same truv in the earlier part. Ramesh writes the following language, which confuses me terribly. He says taiva of a parent to a child is not natural, totally not natural. A taiva to a sister was natural, except that the Ashkenazic that's like they were misspelled that the taiva to close krivim. Should go away. When they were mevatel yitzur d'avayda zara. Well, eventually they put them back. But yeah, but in the maskana they remained with a bittel of darayas hakrayvus. They were mevatel. So Ramesh writes, it's not true that mitzara teva doesn't exist. Teva would exist. Just they were mevatel. So I don't understand that. So if you're going to say like the dvar halacha, the ichas and issa be'etzem, if at the time of Matan Torah it would have been an asa with a sister. So what does it mean? Nowadays it's also kavua mutarai manashach. If you're going to learn, the Torah doesn't change. If you learn that it was us, it's us. Unless we're going to say that if there's no taiva, then it changes. So tell me that. If no taiva changes, then what? Five sisters is the same. Right? They're both the same. Same thing. When I say sister, I include that.
I don't know.
So anyway, this is the confusing part of these halachas is even though they say yichud is a be'etzem, you see, even if yichud is a harchaka, you need a kapara if you're over an harchaka also. But he's saying it's issa be'etzem, it's not totally in taiva, and it's a very difficult thing to understand. It comes out. Comes up when a woman is in labor, it is an issa yichud. L'shitasa, he brings that there's issa yichud, even a woman in labor. There's also an issa yichud. Even though there's no. What? It's kena comatose. It's kena comatose. In the hospitals, they're not like that. But, I mean,
in the labor room, there's people coming and going. Isn't that
yeah, if there are people coming and going, no problem. He talks about going in a car in a private place on the way, as he's talking. But. By yichud, is there a difference in married sister? No, because for Moshe's husband there was that the chibuk will bring to her hurim once she's an eshes ish. So I guess that doesn't apply. Then. But okay, a woman who's in labor if there's an issa yichud, not the husband, other people. Timiachin, that's all the guy. Timiachin with that. And it's koch the fashion, koch the fashion. So doctors are separate shaylif. There's a head for doctors, but. You're going with a Mexican cab driver to the hospital. What is this? That's a shame. Okay. All right. So this is, I guess, the first sif. Let's see sif beis. Oh wait, I want to see the pisrei tshuva. So we'll talk about it. We have to talk about it. And then Luyitzur, it's a private road. You're going on a secluded road. That's right. Okay. It is. It's cause the fashion is
she has to get to hospital.
Right. But somebody should go with her. Let's just see. I want to show you the first two Pisrei Tshuvas. The first Pisrei Tshuva is an important Maramokin. I told you Yichud bin Atayr is only one in one, not one in two, which is going to be Nafkamita later. So say, how do you know? So Pisrei Tshuva Aleph is the Makar. He says, "Yeah, Aleph Ayin Berheita Vayim Chus Chavis Yoyer Simin Gimel Shekosav the Afle Taisvis Dafke Ishechon Abeir Vasim Bederaisa." Only one and one is Asim Bederaisa. Avol Ishechon Abeis Nashim Elahepach Lekabit Sifhei. One and two, and it's also later in Sifhei. Ein Yelo Midrabana. That itself is a Drabana. Chekosav Binas Adam. It's the same Psak of the Chachmas Adam. So, what? No, but he's telling you, Sifhei is to say it's awesome. He's telling you right away now that it's that's not a deraisa. I guess he's telling avek. So if aleph beis, aleph is the deraisa. So beis will be the drabanan. So that's why. Pisrei tshuva gimel aavim bitoi ayin bebach dechol yoytzei chalotz of dinam shava bas bitoi ubas bas bitoi dabi shari kamei bitoi. To have a heter with grandchildren
for yichud,
a heter for grandchildren with yichud, and we'll leave it at that. That it's mutter. Certainly, that's the minig. It's mutter. The ezem akaidish in the bottom is a little masufik, but certainly the minig is that it's mutter. So two very important pesachim. Chuvas lassi sefbeis.
He only says basbeit. He says
basbeit. Oh, basbeit. Oh, you mean doesn't say basbeit?
Yeah. Right. I hate to bring it up myself.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Sefbeis. Kishaira Maisa Amnon Vitamar Gozer Davru Bezdinoi Al Yichud Penuya. When the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar occurred, which you're all familiar with, I hope, or pretend you're familiar with, it's in Navi. So Davru Bezdina were Gozer Al Yichud Penuya. Even a Penuya Tahira, Amnon and Tamar was a very long time ago, a few thousand years ago. Al Yichud Penuya. Al Pishani Erva. Bechlal Yichud Arayas. So they were geiza on yichud penuya. Rav Dovah Kohn has a nice line. He says, "How is Rus miyachid with bayas? Because it was yichud penuya." So he says, "Min hashemayim, even though Rabbi Yisrael wanted to ask a yichud penuya, he waited until bayas and Rus got their business taken care of, and then the Dovah came along and they asked it this yichud."
But
what? It was not open. It was very private. No. It's what bothers me. Dar HaShulchan asks here, how Amnon and Bayaz Mutter be Yichud? Amnon and Tama, Bayaz and Tama. Bayaz and Rus. How are Bayaz and Rus Mutter be Yichud? So he says, she did it L'shem Nesu'in. Yeah, I go to Yichud Ru L'shem Nesu'in. No, it's a Yichud Pnuya when a Chas and Kala go to Yichud Ru. So she did it L'shem Nesu'in. It bothered me, but Yichud Pnuya. She did l'shem nesu'in, but yichud penuya they weren't geiza yet. Why is there a shulchan asking? What's his kasha? What? Who was earlier, Rus or David?
No, I'm talking about when he gave, when he wasn't guilty for it, he didn't produce it. That happened after she was
in the. Oh, you mean the terrorist that it was l'shem nesu'in? Yeah. So he says she went in l'shem nesu'in, so it's mut. Whatever that means. But what? What is? Bayez was it? He should have ran out of the room. Yeah, I understand. And it could be. There's a different kasha. I would say Darcha Shulchan meant this, but we once learned to Taz. Taz said the Taz Yadua. Any yes, Mefurish Bekra is mutter. Rabbanan can't ask her. Is Mefurish the pasuk? It's mutter. Rabbanan can't ask her. So Ruzim Bayez isn't the Mefurish Bekra that it's mutter. How could Rabbanan ask her? So maybe, you know, Dovah Kohn himself has a whole sefer on the Taz HaYadua. I don't know if he has Rus and Bayez there, but I think he does. What?
It's in there.
It's in there somewhere. You remember what he answers? No, okay. Hasn't before Shitz Mutter. Maybe he did a Be'ezer. Rus was Miyachel with Bayez, perish in the Pasuk. How do we know it's permitted? Okay. The Pasuk says that she was a righteous woman. That's before Mount Torah, it's something else. Before Mount Torah, it's talking about
the terrorists say that you should do. It's something that the terrorists you should do. That's the shaykh. So it says you should go shaykh, but you can't ask a shaykh.
All right, Mr. Shabbat, we'll come back to Sifbeis next week.